Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. As a small business owner, one of your main priorities is to manage your workforce and keep your employees happy. Your employees are among the most valuable resources and are a critical aspect of your company's growth. Whether your business is just getting started or you've been in business for a while, it's important to have a thorough knowledge of human resources for small businesses. What is human resources? According to the Online Business Dictionary, human resources is defined as the division of a company that is focused on the activities relating to employees. These activities normally include recruiting and hiring of new employees, orientation and training of current employees, employee benefits, and retention, which was formerly known as personnel. The human resources functions must be addressed in your small business for two main reasons. First, you need to be legally compliant when dealing with your employees, and second, you should aim to encourage a happy and productive workforce. These elements help to enhance the profitability of your business. The functions of a human resources department may be managed by a sole proprietor or partners in a very small or fledgling establishment, such as a retail store or maybe a coffee shop. The U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, classifies mining or manufacturing companies with 500 or fewer employees as a small business. Non-manufacturing industry standards for a small business include companies earning $7.5 million or less in average annual receipts. Different industries have different criteria in relation to the number of employees that make up a small business. When it comes to human resources, as a small business owner, you should know the law. It's important for whomever is handling the human resources function to be very familiar with all laws regarding a variety of issues affecting the small business employees. The Federal Employee Handbook provides you with some knowledge to help you stay on the right side of the law when dealing with your employees. Some basic issues you must be aware of include hiring practices, pay and benefit requirements, safety standards and work schedules, along with vacations and leave time regulations. You should keep appropriate employee records. Means you should ensure that your employees' records are in a safe and secure place. Ideally, your record system should be digitized with the functionality to integrate with different systems. You should consider the following when dealing with human resources for your small business. 1. Be aware of and adhere to all laws in relation to your employees. 2. Establish a healthy feedback process. 3. Consider using the services of an HR consultant or outsourcing your HR function. 4. Establish an anti-harassment policy for protection against complaints of a hostile work environment. And 5. Employ the most current HR technology that caters to employee needs. What I've just outlined is all that must be done for any business when it comes to human resources. And there's a lot more. When it comes to human resources for your business as it grows and your staff increases, so do the requirements of human resources. With me today to discuss human resources and small business is Joanne Farina. Joanne is the National HR Business Solutions Leader with Puzzle HR. She's been with them since 2021. Day to day, she meets with business owners and their management teams to assess the HR function of the business. Joanne helps provide effective recommendations that could positively impact the organization and employees. Prior to joining Puzzle HR, she was with Paychex for over 13 years. While working at Paychex, she had similar responsibilities helping businesses outsource their human resource function. Prior to joining Paychex, she worked for Merrill Lynch as a wholesale representative in their mortgage division, covering Lower Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. Joanne also operated her own mortgage company in New Jersey for a few years after working as a New Jersey licensed realtor. Joanne has over 20 years of experience in business administration, sales, and management. She attended Monmouth University, earning her bachelor's degree in business economics. And if that's not enough, Joanne is also a SCORE mentor. Well, welcome to SCORE Business Points, Joanne, and thank you for taking the time out of your day to be here.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's get started here. Back in 2017, between August 18th and the 24th,
your former employer, Paychex,
did a small business survey in regards to human resources. 250 principals of the U.S. companies with fewer than 500 employees were profiled. The group surveyed was not exclusively Paychex clients, but included other small business owners to provide a full view of the small business landscape. So would you please outline to the listeners the results of that survey?
Yes, I am happy to. And the results were revealing. Just as HR leaders in larger organizations are automating their processes and helping drive corporate strategy, we found that small business owners have a ready opportunity to move beyond traditional payroll processing to strategically address the employment regulations and HR obligations affecting their businesses. So when it comes to regulatory awareness and enforcement, it certainly varies. There are two ways to look at how well businesses are aware of and enforcing HR regulations. The optimistic view would be that more than half of small business owners claim they were aware of and enforcing each of the HR regulations mentioned. The more pessimistic view shows that about 20% do not enforce the regulations and 42% weren't aware of or were not enforcing youth employment standards. Since noncompliance may lead to costly fines and penalties, it's important for small business owners to be aware of the fact that requirements involving overtime pay and employee misclassification, for example, apply regardless of the number of people they employ. One employee is all it takes.
What about their ability? Do they have confidence? Any lacking of confidence?
Most small business owners lack confidence in managing certain HR obligations. Only about 30% of survey respondents were very confident in how their businesses are actively managing certain HR obligations. This leaves significant space for doubt and unawareness. In fact, 21% of respondents were not confident or weren't sure about managing the HR function as a whole. Among individual obligations, those pertaining to employee management tended to rank higher, while pre-hire tasks inspired the least confidence. The onboarding process was the most befuddling, with 32% of small business owners not knowing or having no opinion on whether their business is actively managing their obligation.
I come from a background of corporate, and everything was done in-house. So did they find the same thing in there?
Well, among survey respondents, it was clear that most understood the benefits of outsourcing their payroll processing. 63% claimed they rely on automated payroll with or without mobile functionality or have no employees to pay. 63% of respondents either automated or didn't use a time and attendance solution, with 17% of businesses not using the function as compared to payroll. This may help confirm that small businesses understand the natural benefits of integrating their payroll and time and attendance processes, but other HR functions tended to either be done manually or they simply weren't being done. Employee management functions were most often cited as being manual processes, with nearly half of small business owners claiming performance management, recruiting and applicant tracking, and travel and expense management were handled manually. The most unused HR functions or responsibilities included onboarding, where 49% forego a formal and/or automated process for welcoming and transitioning new employees, and to a lesser extent, retirement administration and benefits administration. It's likely that benefits results were influenced by almost 72% of businesses with fewer than 100 employees that do not offer a retirement plan to their employees, and nearly 82% with fewer than 50 employees that don't offer health insurance. There's no need for benefits administration when there are just no benefits to manage.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
And small business owners, they have a passion and talent for what they do. Naturally, they want to spend more time on what they value most. When owners are forced to oversee HR functions, it can result in a lack of confidence, unacceptable results, or potentially even regulatory penalties.
I see. Well, in doing research for the show, I came across a 2018 online article in fitsmallbusiness.com that outlines 35 tips for small businesses on human resources with HR pros such as yourself. I'm not going to list all 35, but Here are 10 that I thought that were the most interesting. Avoid overtime violations. Set up a healthy feedback process. Know the law. Partner new hires with employees. Keep proper documentation of personnel files. Use personality tests when resourcing for employees. Invest in employee training and keep the employees and the employee culture handbooks up to date. Fire people when you should. Invest in an HRIS system and hire an HR consultant. What I'd like to do is to get your feedback on each of these. So let's start with avoid overtime violations. Tell listeners why this is so very important.
Yes. Well, as an employer, it is the responsibility of the business to know how employees should be paid. The FLSA, the Fair Labor Standards Act, mandates that all hourly employees, non-exempt employees, that is non-exempt from overtime wages, be paid time and a half when they have worked more than 40 hours in a given week. For these additional hours, workers must be paid at 1.5 their regular rate, which also includes any commissions or bonuses they earn during that week. Not complying with overtime rules can certainly result in back wages, taxes, penalties, and fines. Understanding wage and hour regulations is important and can help prevent unnecessary costs to the business.
Now let's move on. Let's see. Set up a healthy feedback process.
Yes. Having a healthy feedback process is critical to the long-term health of any business. This type of environment encourages employee growth and higher performance. It clarifies expectations, helps people learn from their mistakes, and builds confidence. Constructive feedback is one of the best things managers can provide to their employees. It creates a more positive and happy workplace.
Well, let's go move on to, I think this is a no-brainer, but some just don't know the law. They don't look at it that way.
Well, it's always important to know, but more importantly, understand the law. And in business, labor law is just as important as tax law, real estate law, and so on. The first thing to know about employment law is which laws apply to the business. Not all laws apply to all employers. Therefore, employers and HR managers need to understand applicable employment laws to protect the rights of their employees. And in the process, it can also help their business avoid lawsuits, fines, and legal expenses.
Well, next, it says partner new hires with current employees. Is this always a good thing?
I happen to think so. I think when a new hire is paired up with an employee who is consistently meeting or exceeding expectations, it's a good thing. Effective onboarding of a new hire as well as retaining skilled employees is vital to the overall success of the business. Mentoring programs for new hires enhance skills development, learning, and career growth. And this is also true for the mentor. Mentorships can strengthen a company's culture and help minimize employee turnover. A high rate of employee turnover can result in a loss of knowledge and skills and can negatively impact a company's bottom line. The cost of losing an employee includes not only lost productivity, but also the expense of recruiting, selecting, and training a new employee.
All right. Now, what about keeping the proper documentation of personnel files?
This is key. Documentation is critical. Effective documentation of personnel files critical to the employment process. Many employment activities can be the basis for a discrimination charge from when an employee is interviewed and hired to when the employee is terminated. To be effective, documentation must be accurate, consistent, complete, and evaluated. Lack of documentation followed by incomplete or inconsistent documentation and poorly worded documentation can also create liability for the organization.
Having come from a payroll background, I know all that true, but now this one's intrigued me. It says use personality tests when sourcing employees, which I assume means hiring. I found that these tests are not always accurate. People tend to give you the answers they think you want to hear.
Yes. Well, personality tests are often used in companies looking for the right cultural fit. They're not effective in predicting job performance. There are thousands of personality assessments available, and their quality varies. Some might even land an employer in legal trouble. So HR professionals, employers should explore their options carefully before deciding whether a personality assessment is right for their company, and if so, which one to use.
Now, I've always believed in this next one. Invest in employee training and keep the employee and their culture handbooks up to date.
Absolutely. Data illustrates the benefits of investing in employee training, company culture, and properly maintaining a company handbook. According to Gallup Q12 meta-analysis report 2016, engaged employees are more productive by 21%. That's a big number to consider when thinking or perhaps rethinking what motivates employees. Training helps employees reach their full potential and demonstrates that the company they're working for is invested in them. Inadequate training and development is the number one reason why employees leave companies, according to 2019 retention report by Work Institute.
Well, the next one, fire people when you should, is something that should be common sense. Unfortunately, I found that too many business owners don't follow through when they should.
Yes. There is a saying, hire slow, fire fast. I too have found that many business owners and managers do not follow through when they should. I'm one of them. There have been instances throughout my career as a manager and an owner that I should have let someone go sooner than I did. Although I think firing fast is critical, it can be difficult to make the decision if the employee is showing they care about their performance despite falling short of what's expected. So it's really just important and best practice to set clear expectations and objectives of the role day one. When they demonstrate they can't achieve these goals, they need to be given a warning. In fact, every single time an employee is talked to, it should be documented. Then if unsatisfactory performance continues, you can give them their second warning, explain that if they cannot do what has been asked by a specific date, then your only option is to terminate their employment. Document that conversation, and then when you let them go, make sure you retain all documentation. Should they become disgruntled and come back at you with a legal claim after the fact, you'll have some documentation to prove that the separation of employment was solely due to performance.
Now, the next two really go hand in hand. Invest in an HRIS system, which is a human resources information system, and hire an HR consultant. In fact, that's your livelihood right now.
Yes, it is. Yes. Well, the way the world works is evolving, and owners, managers need new ways to address the HR challenges of today, such as shifting demographics, rapidly changing technologies, and regulatory changes that create new risks. Hiring an HR consultant increases a company's HR bandwidth and provides clear guidance and infrastructure to operate as effectively and efficiently as possible. An HRIS system will help streamline and automate mundane administrative tasks, which can help reduce manual entry, margin of error, and ultimately free up time to focus on higher level tasks.
So other than what I outlined or we talked about, are there any other tips that you would give?
Yes. For every problem, there is a solution. And slowing down to speed up is good business practice. And you don't have to do it alone, nor should you. There are many HR outsourcing companies and HR professionals that can help identify and determine the human resource needs of any size business. So hit pause and take time to go through a thorough overview with an expert. The time invested will pay dividends.
Well, thank you, Joanne, for all that information that's passed along. So do you have any parting words for our listeners?
Yes, I'll mention this. A tip from an English professor back in college. He said, we live in a very information-rich society. Be careful where you look for information and who authored it. Check your sources. It is easier than ever to fact check. So when it comes to doing your own research on the topic of HR, make sure that the information is relevant and accurate to a business of your size, your industry, and in the states that you're doing business. HR is more than a one-size-fits-all.
Okay, thank you. Well, okay, listeners, as an entrepreneur or a small business owner, it's normal and, in fact, necessary to wear many different hats when you're first starting out. If you want a successful and profitable business in the long run, there comes a time when your management-related tasks should be handed off to a knowledgeable and talented HR professional or to outsource your HR function to a firm that specializes in that function. Over the past 20 minutes or so, you've heard a myriad number of reasons why. So let me summarize them back again for you. They are to help you grow. An HR professional will demonstrate your company's commitment to growth and sustainability to current employees, future customers, and to people who fund your business. They're to help set the tone for your startup. Although it would be ideal to have a talented HR professional from day one, it may not be a viable option on a bootstrap budget. However, once you start having teams that operate beyond your direct scope, it's important to have an HR professional who can help scale the business according to the company's compliance needs and align the company's vision with its practices. It's to help you stay ahead of the game. By hiring a talented HR professional, you're investing in your company's most valuable asset. But make sure you hire them before you need them. Usually, the event that triggers the need isn't awesome, like receiving an unemployment claim. However, sometimes it is, like an employee announcing they're pregnant. Just don't wait until there's a cupcake to settle in your stomach because you don't have a maternity plan or a leave in place. They'll help you hire the best possible talent. The success of any company is its people. Small businesses and startups benefit by bringing on an HR professional to help attract, find, and secure talent who complement their area of expertise. Suppose as an owner or an entrepreneur, you have great technical expertise. An HR professional can help you build a lasting all-star team. They help to achieve your vision. We've all heard the saying, the early bird gets the worm, and it couldn't ring truer for startups that employ an HR leader from day one. Startups succeed when their vision, mission, and goal are achieved at a rapid pace, while still maintaining an image as the place to be. HR leaders play a strategic part in any successful company, and having them from day one can only push the company further. There's a lot more reasons, but I think the ones I've just outlined are sufficient to get the point across. You need or will need a talented HR person on your team to help your business succeed. Don't wait until it's too late. One personnel misstep can be extremely detrimental to your enterprise. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you would like to comment about this show or any past shows, you can do so at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you'd like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners. I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on local workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time we have for today. I again would like to thank my guest, Joanne Farina, for taking the time to be with us today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/SoutheastNJ. That's score.org/SoutheastNJ. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.